This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Bahamas are getting battered by Hurricane Dorian, which was upgraded to a Category 5 storm. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Silver Mills is riding out the hurricane with his family in Abaco, one of the islands in the Bahamas, which is getting the brunt of the Cat 5 storm.
The ocean waves are crashing on the shoreline. Salt air is, salt sea is just spraying onto our houses. Winds are howling.
He owns the Bahamas Christian Network TV and radio stations and says the wind snapped his 200-foot tower in half.
Our own 55 tower was not engineered for 175-mile-per-hour winds. We were engineered for 130-mile-per-hour winds.
Mills says Hurricane Dorian is like nothing he's ever seen. I'm Julie Walker.
President Donald Trump's trade war with China is about to hit home. As of today, 69% of the consumer goods Americans buy from China will face his import taxes, up from 29%. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The 15% U.S. taxes apply to about $112 billion worth of Chinese imports. While in China, authorities have begun charging higher tariffs on American imports, according to employees who answered the phone at customs offices in Beijing and the southern port of Guangzhou. Tariffs of between 5 and 10% are being applied to items ranging from frozen sweet corn and pork liver to marble and bicycle tires. A study by J.P. Morgan has found that Trump's tariffs will cost the average American household $1,000 a year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pledging to annex Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. It was not immediately clear when Netanyahu plans to enact his sovereignty proposal. This is VOA News. Taliban